This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
With budget deficits looming in the next few years, the city of Baraboo is looking to put a referendum for operating costs on the November ballot in hopes to avoid drastic service cuts. Those cuts could include closing the Ochsner Park Zoo and the pool at Campbell Park, as well as selling the Baraboo Civic Center. The city is hoping to vote on placing the measure on the November 5th ballot during its next Common Council meeting scheduled for August 13th. If a fall referendum is voted down, selling the Civic Center and closing the zoo as well as the pool were among the council's ideas for immediate cost savings and revenues. Mayor Rob Nelson said none of those measures would be long-term solutions to the city's budget issues. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today in the mid-80s with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high of 88. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you for joining us on this Monday. We hope your day's off to a great start. Here's Queen.
Sitting with the
you want to scream and shout. Presidential party, no one wants to dance. You're looking for a new star to put you in the trap.
Let's go all the way. There is Sly Fox. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8 minutes after seven now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty good, Maddie. I will say I am coasting on probably about 2 hours of sleep. So
nice. If
I seem a little more loopy than usual, that's the reason why. But otherwise, I'm doing great.
If all of a sudden you're just not there, we're going to keep going and we're going to assume that you passed out and are taking a nap. And that's totally acceptable. Acceptable on a Monday. I mean, it's kind of a dreary start to the day anyway. Here on Goose Poop Pond, Asp and I got caught in a pretty heavy rain shower on our walk. Now, most of you would probably say, hey, you have a husband who does weather. You should probably know what the weather's going to do. I don't pay attention to these things. If it's time for her to go outside and do her thing, we are going outside and doing her thing. And unfortunately, this morning, about halfway through her thing, when there was no really easy way to get home, where we were at our point of the walk was either you go this way to get home or you go this way to get home. Both are equal distance. So we just kind of had to trudge it out. Now, I had noticed, here's the good part. She doesn't really love to be wet. She did very, very well out there, though, this morning. I at least had acknowledged the fact that it was already kind of drizzly and sprinkly, so at least I had brought my rain jacket. So as soon as it got a little heavier, I was able to put that on. Now, I'm not going to say that my feet and my socks stayed dry because it was just raining that hard, but at least, you know, I didn't have water just pelting me in the face. I wasn't soaked from head to toe. I could change pants and all of that good stuff.
Right.
But it's just going to be one of those mornings. On and off thunderstorms is what we could actually see, at least until this afternoon. And then and just more heat and humidity. And we'll actually talk about the forecast in just a moment, because it's like a little breathtaking when you walk outside. I don't know what else to say about it. You can just feel the humidity kind of hanging in the air at this point. Yesterday, it was funny because we were sitting here and we were watching the radar because it started sprinkling out here on Goose Poop Pond. And I said to Corey, I said, look, it's raining. And he quick grabbed radar and he's like, yep, there's one blob right over our house. Literally everywhere else around us was probably watering their lawns, probably doing some outdoor activities. Right here on Goose Poop Pond, it was pouring. Absolutely pouring on top of us. And it was a little system, like just a little cell. It just didn't want to move. It was kind of like Pigpen in, you know, Peanuts, where we have like just that little cloud over the top of us right. All the time. Or Olaf, if you're, you know, aren't as old as I am and you remember Olaf from Frozen with his little snow cloud that always was over the top of him. That's what we had yesterday for a while out here.
I was going to say not a snow globe, but a rain globe.
It was. It was absolutely a rain globe. Now, here's what else I learned over the weekend, Finn. Mosquitoes, they can actually bite through shoes and socks, apparently, because I have mosquito bites after taking Aspen out for her evening walk all over my feet. And I did, in fact, have socks on. And so they can apparently either get in between things or they can bite right through these things. That's how vicious they are this year. That's your official report from out here at Goose Poop Pond, by the way. I know how bad a mosquito is by the different layers that they can bite through. And this year, they are biting through literally the socks and the shoes, which is absolutely crazy because I have
about 5 bites. You need a suit of armor is what you need.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So hopefully you're faring better with the mosquitoes than we are here on Goose Poop Pond, because they're pretty brutal right now. Now, besides being a little tired, because I know it was a big weekend for you as far as Romeo and Juliet goes. Now, was this the weekend you actually wrapped everything up for the play? Is it all done and can you relax a little bit now?
It was. Last night was okay. Our final performance. It was a little bit of an emotionally draining sure. evening, just because it was the final performance for our entire cast and crew and everything. And now my fellow actors will be going back to their spots, whether sure. it's Minnesota or Chicago or Los Angeles. So it was, and that's kind of why I'm cruising on the 2 hours of sleep, because right. the show didn't get done until about 11 o'clock and then came back home. And you're just so amped up after yes. something like that. It's hard to just
come
back.
There's a lot of
adrenaline. Yeah, just yeah. come back and go to sleep. And I watched the numbers continue to change on the alarm clock last night. Each hour go by and by, and they just realized. But it's okay because, you know, I'm extremely grateful that I was able to be a part of the Wisconsin Shakespeare Festival. Yes. And anytime I have the opportunity to speak those words by the Bard, I mean, it's just yeah. a special thing. But yes, now I'm finally able to have a summer.
Which I was just going to say, now you get to enjoy like the next few months of summer, what's left of it, right?
Of boiling heat. Yes.
Yes, yes. Apparently. You were busy during the cooler part. So now you get the warmth and the humidity. That's what you're going to get out of it. Yay. Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations to you and the entire cast, though, because I know this was a long effort. You've been working very, very hard over the last few months on Romeo and Juliet. I mean, you essentially went right in from Oliver into this. So I know, and I know what those schedules are like. So congratulations to you and the entire cast. Now, I do have to ask, though, because Phoenix and Chris were going to go see a candlelight concert on Friday night.
Yes.
And I was thinking about Phoenix on Friday night, just being the violinist that he is and seeing them play this exquisite music via violin and cello. What did he think of the entire experience?
Oh, he loved it. He was absolutely transfixed and just, they both had a great time. They enjoyed
Those
the concert
awesome
and
shows.
Afterwards he made sure that he went and talked to the violinist, just because sure. it is his instrument of choice. And yeah, they both had a great, fantastic evening at this candlelight concert, which was Vivaldi. And sure. Yeah, they had a fantastic time. And then yesterday all of a sudden he mentioned the word harpsichord, and he was talking about harpsichords a lot yesterday. So now I'm like, okay, I think he's going to stick with violin, but it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden he became so enamored with, he'll be one of those multi-instrumentalists, those people that just kind of make you sick because they can play more than one instrument. But yeah.
I was thinking about him Friday night. We were at puppy school, and Aspen was, she was kind of a big baby at puppy school. We have a new puppy in class, a three-month-old little American Eskimo dog, just the cutest little puffball you've ever seen in your whole life. It was his first class, and apparently he got bored halfway through and decided he was going to play. And my Aspen, she's so hilarious because, you know, she's kind of persnickety when she gets to class about what puppy she plays with and which one she doesn't. And she would much rather go to the puppy's owners to get pets and love than actually partake in any sort of shenanigans at the mall. I mean, that it's just, it's not apparently a ladylike thing to do. We save those for when we get home, apparently. Bouncing off couches and tipping things over. That's what we do.
Girl and has her priorities, and that's
she
cool.
She does. She does. And so she was sitting there, and she was minding her own business because we were in the middle of class, and we had a large, large group on Friday night. It was, we've added more students to the class, and she was minding her own business, and this puppy was right next to her and decided he was going to play, and Aspen was his playmate of choice. Well, he decided to pounce on her, and here's my, this dog weighs like maybe 5-6 pounds at the most right now, this puppy, and here I've got my 35-pound brute, right? Like, she's not a bruiser. big girl, but she's not a lightweight either. And so she's sitting there, and she's just minding her own business, watching all the other dogs do their thing, because it's good practice just to sit and stay while you have distractions around you as well. This puppy pounces on her, and you would swear that a wolf attacked my dog from the woods. She yelped, and she hid behind my legs, and then she sat there crying, going, I was like, seriously, you outweigh this dog by 30 pounds. Now, come on. I had to calm her down, and I had to make sure that she was good to go as we continued through puppy school. She would not go near that puppy, though, again. She would not. She absolutely would not go through this 5-pound little terror of pure fur. She would not go near this dog at all because she was terrified of it ever after that. And I was like, Aspen, now come on. Let's be adults about this.
Does not sound like the huntress we talked about on the airwaves. No,
she's so funny because she's like this big brute of a dog when she wants to be, right? And she shows her might when she needs to, and then a 5-pound little puppy scares the bejeebies out of her to the point where she's hiding behind my legs, whimpering and cowering. At any rate, as that was all going on, as we were sitting there sitting and waiting, and before this all happened, I realized what time it was, and I realized that Phoenix and Chris were probably immersed in violins and cellos, and I was thinking about Phoenix, and then I got rudely interrupted by a 5-pound ball of terror and my 35-pound wimp of a dog.
So you had your own four seasons of Vivaldi going on there.
Gosh.
Yeah, okay.
She's just a wimp. Now, at any rate, on Saturday, we did something we haven't done in a very long time. We actually did a double feature of movies. Dexter had really wanted to see Despicable Me 4, so we went and saw that during the 3:15 showing at the theater, and then immediately followed that up with Twisters and got to do a double feature of movies on Saturday.
Nice.
And then yesterday, it was so good. It's always fun. Now, here's what I'm going to say about Twisters. The one thing that we were impressed about, and let's face it, being a family that storm chases and knows weather, the original Twister movie with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, you're never going to duplicate that. You're just not. It's just very special for storm chasers for so many reasons, right? Or anybody who just really loves weather. When it came to Twisters, this new version, it didn't leave us with, you know, the excitement that Twister did, because of course, you know, the original. However, what we will say is there was much more accuracy as far as radar, as far as terms that they use and all of that. So Corey was very, very impressed. We actually know for a fact that some of our storm chasing counterparts who have been doing this weather thing for hundreds of years, literally, it feels like it, because they're just so good at it. They were actually consultants on this new Twister. Monsters film. And they got it right. They actually got it right. And so we were very, very impressed with that. Some of the footage in the movie that you see is actual tornado footage. Some of it was studio created CGI and all of that kind of stuff. But for the most part, the accuracy and the terms and how things play out, that is right on par, absolutely right on par. And then, of course, they have to dramatize a lot of stuff as well to make it a good plot. But all in all, I mean, my husband wasn't like as excited about Twisters as he was the original Twister. But he was like, okay, this isn't, I can live with this. He's like, at least they had the technicalities of it all right. So that's my husband judging the technical terms, not the actual movie for what it's worth.
Well, but so his expectations were probably pretty high going into it. Right.
Not really, because no. He kind of knew that you were never going to duplicate the original. I mean, that was just kind of in his mind. So he was like, I just want to see a good movie about weather. And the other thing that I will say is if you've seen Twisters, all of the drama that you see between the two different groups in this movie, as far as in the storm chasing world, that exists. That is not dramatization. So I love that the consultants who are actually part of storm chasing and have watched all these groups rise over the years, they got that part right as well. That's not, I mean, the things that you see as far as the social media aspect of it, how it's used in the film and all of that, that is right on par as well. So the technical stuff and all of the drama between the two, between the groups of chasers, that is all right on par. That will be my official critique, and I don't want to give too much away. You just need to go see the film because, you know, you kind of leave there, you know that it's not probably going to be, for us, we knew it wasn't going to be the original, and you know a movie like that's not going to be any sort of Oscar worthy film, but overall not a bad movie and not a bad way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Mean it's summer blockbuster fare, right? That's the kind of movie that you see during the summer. It was the number one movie at the box office until this weekend, because I think Deadpool and Wolverine, I think
we're gonna talk about that this hour, a little later on this hour.
Well, how was Despicable Me then? How was the
Despicable Me 4? I liked the first few better, but I mean, for a Despicable Me film, it wasn't bad. And I mean, you talk about an all-star cast, because of course you have Steve Carell back, you have Kristen Wiig who plays Lucy back, but Will Ferrell is in the movie, he's one of the characters. You also have Sofia Vergara, who's one of the characters. Chloe Fine from SNL is in there, and you also have Joey King, who's also in there as one of the characters too. So I mean, it wasn't my favorite Despicable Me in the franchise, but anytime you're watching the Minions on screen, I feel like it's a good day and a win-win all the way around. So,
and what was Dexter's take on it?
Oh, he, I mean, my kid is 17 years old and he was giggling like he was four. I mean, it was hilarious to me, but he loves Despicable Me and he loves the entire franchise. And he looked at me at one point as we were driving and he goes, is it weird that I'm 17 and still like Despicable Me? I'm like, absolutely not. First of all, the franchise came out as, that was one of the first movies he ever saw, because that's when the franchise came out. And of course, you have to love the Minions. Who doesn't love the Minions? They're incredible. And you talk about a character that Pixar has been able to monopolize and monetize. I mean, it's the Minions, because we're all suckers for the Minions and whatever language it is that they're constantly speaking. We determined this weekend that it changes all the time.
That's funny.
It was good. It was one of those days where you just kind of wanted to sit back and just enjoy some movies and take it for what it was worth. And that's what we got out of the whole deal.
A double header.
We don't ever do that. It's pretty rare that we do that. No, we also watched a lot of Olympics this weekend. I mean, I don't know how many people were tuned in, but we watched a lot of Olympics over the weekend. And there were a few highlights. More than 80 medals were handed out just in the opening weekend alone. Team USA won 12 of those. 7 came in swimming, including a gold for Tori Husk in the women's 100-meter butterfly. And the men's team took gold in the 100-meter freestyle relay. American fencer Lee Kiefer also won gold in women's foil, so there's 3 early golds. The U.S. also snagged 6 silver medals in swimming, diving, fencing, and mountain biking, and the men's basketball team crushed Serbia 110-84. That was a heck of a game to start, because if you watched it, the men's basketball team was actually behind for a good portion of the first quarter, and all of a sudden, I don't know, something came to life, and they were like, oh yeah, we're actually playing for a medal. We should probably try a little bit harder. Now, if you watch this men's basketball team, it is literally like they went into an MCU lab and they were like, let's build the perfect basketball team. And that's exactly what they've done. And we've seen this time and time again, but you've got LeBron James, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant out there for the men's team. I mean, it is like an all-star packed team. And I don't know if that's fair or not in the Olympics, quite honestly. I mean, you know, when you look at some of the other teams that don't have that kind of firepower, it's, I don't know, it feels, to me, it feels a little unfair, even though it's very exciting to see them play all at the same time.
Yeah.
U.S. surfers dominated the opening round. Now, here's a little fun fact for everybody, because surfing came on our screen yesterday, Finn, and we were like, really, surfing in Paris? Where are they doing this? Turns out the surfing competition is in Tahiti as part of the Paris Olympics, because we actually had to look this up. It is 15,000 kilometers away from Paris and a 22-hour flight. So they are in a completely different time zone when they're doing the surfing competition. But we just found that to be really interesting. Also hosted by an SNL member, Colin Jost is one of the commentators for surfing, because he's a huge surfer. I had no idea. I learned a lot this weekend, let me tell you, watching the Olympics. The women's
and how are Colin's commentating skills?
Good. I had no idea that he was such a surfer. He's really, really good at it. I was impressed. Plus, you know, he's kind of a funny guy. I don't know if you've noticed on SNL, you know.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, he's able to crack a joke right at the appropriate time, you know, and then kind of hold back and give the actual surfing commentary at the same time. So it was kind of cool to hear him on the surfing commentary for the U.S. Olympics. Now, the women's gymnastics team, they cruised through their qualifier as well. Simone Biles tweaked her calf. Now, she still competed, and then there was a story that came across my social media feed this morning from one of her coaches. They won't be competing today, the women's gymnastics team. So they're going to give her a couple of days of rest and then see where she's at. But there's a good chance that she may not compete in every single event that she qualified for. But they're going to obviously determine and see how she feels as they progress throughout the week before the further competition. But you would have never guessed that that woman hurt her calf and tweaked it and had it wrapped. She was unbelievable.
Because she's unbelievable. Superhuman, Maddie.
Right?
She's superhuman.
I know. She's just absolutely incredible. So it was a whole lot of fun to see her. And the fact that in 2021, obviously, remember, 3 years removed from Olympics because of COVID this time around. But in 2021, that's when she dropped out because her mental health was just not where it should have been. And she just could not see herself competing and it wasn't working for her. So just to see her, even with a tweaked calf, go out there. And I mean, she did a vault that out of 20, she got a 15.8 people. On a tweaked calf that she could barely put weight on when she landed. And it was just insane. She is. You're right. She's superhuman. Paris is 6 hours ahead of the East Coast, so a lot of the events are happening in the early morning this time around. And of course, we don't want to ruin too much for anybody who's going to be watching in prime time. So coming in today, the U.S. led with 12 medals, followed by France with 8 and Japan with 7. Australia and Japan had the early lead in golds with 4 apiece. Now, I will say this, too. In the swimming competition, keep a close eye on that, because some of the gold medal swimmers for the U.S. ended up not placing yesterday, even in their qualifiers, or if they did get a medal, it was way lower than expected. And then there is a guy by the name of Leon Marchand from France, and I have never heard people stand up and cheer for a swimmer in my entire life until that dude hit the pool yesterday. It was absolutely unbelievable what an icon he is in France. 22 years old, was in the Tokyo Olympics, came in 6th in his respective competitions. He's been coached by another superhuman, Michael Phelps, actually broke one of Michael Phelps' records and received the medal from Michael Phelps when he did that. And the only time Michael Phelps is doing any commentary is when Marchand is actually in the pool, which is kind of interesting all at the same time. Michael Phelps gets to get the man bun all on par, only come into the booth when Marshawn is in the pool, and then he leaves, and then there's no more Michael Phelps. And so that's kind of, it seems, how NBC kind of played it this time around, with Michael Phelps being in the commentating booth. Yeah. But keep an eye on him, because I know, you know, USA, USA kind of thing, but this Marshawn kid, he's a whole lot of fun to watch. I mean, he literally won the 400-meter freestyle yesterday with no, like, there was no other swimmers in camera view. That's how far ahead he was of everybody else. It was absolutely insane. Like, the U.S. ended up getting third in that, which I felt to be a triumph, because when you watch Marshawn from France do his thing, literally nobody else was in camera view at all, because that's what the type of lead he had over the other swimmers. So he's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch, and maybe the next Michael Phelps. We'll see how his career goes, but a lot of fun stuff at the Olympics.
Well, now, see, I feel like I'm updated now for the most part, because I missed out on most of it throughout the course of the weekend. But how did you watch any of the opening ceremonies then?
I did not get a chance to watch any of the opening ceremonies, because I know it's tape delayed and you can catch it on several different sources. Obviously, because of the time difference, the opening ceremonies took place at about noon our time, 11 a.m., something like that. So no, I did not get a chance to watch it. I've seen clips of different things. There was some in typical Parisian fashion, I think you could say. It was modern but very artistic at the same time. Mm-hmm. But you got to give a few props to Celine Dion, because I've heard her performance from the opening ceremonies. Come on now. I know she's got stiff person syndrome. I know that her health has been an issue for a while, but that woman can still sing. Holy
fuck. Yeah, I've only heard good things about her performance.
That I've watched in highlights from start to finish. It was absolutely incredible. And then Lady Gaga. Did you know Lady Gaga can speak French? Because she sang an entire song in French, and it was absolutely amazing. I had no idea. There's tons of celebrities right now at the Olympics. I mean, every 5 seconds you see a different celebrity in the stand. Judge Apatow and Leslie Mann were there yesterday. Chris would have been very excited too, because SJP, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Matthew Broderick were at the women's gymnastics. Yes. So Tom Cruise, Simone Biles got a standing ovation from Tom Cruise. John Legend and his lovely family and wife Chrissy Teigen were there. And so it was just all-star celebrities at the Olympics yesterday.
Cool.
So besides the athletes being all-stars themselves, and you've got Hollywood making their way to the Olympics as well. So it was pretty cool stuff over the weekend. Again, I love the Olympics. There's a whole a bunch of unity that we don't normally get in this world. And then the Olympics come around, and you got to be excited. Like, you got to be excited for all the really awesome people who are really good at stuff. Like, all Agreed. Sorts of stuff, right? I mean, and I watch them, and I'm like, someday when I grow up.
You feel like an underachiever, don't you,
just
when you're watching
little,
these amazing athletes?
Yeah. Just a little. And there was this one really great commercial, I have to say, we'll wrap up here. Leslie Jones, she's been such an advocate of the Olympics for so long, and she's in this commercial right now, and she literally goes to her phone and says, it's for Meta AI is essentially what it is. And she says, create Leslie Jones a gold medal winning floor routine, because obviously she's watching gymnastics. And then you see her trying to do this floor routine, and I'm like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, yep, that's exactly that's exactly how it would go for real people. Yes, that's exactly. You nailed it. And it's just a funny commercial, because that's exactly what you feel like when you're watching the Olympics. Snoop Dogg, by the way, he is just a true legend. I mean, he is everywhere right now with the Olympics, and he's having a great time as an ambassador, too. That's pretty obvious when you watch
Is Martha
Snoop,
Stewart so. Tagging along with him
I
then?
Don't
or,
believe
no,
so.
It's
I
just
don't
Snoop
believe
on his own solo?
Just Snoop
solo?
On his own. Snoop solo, yes. And, I think he's been adopted by Jordan Chiles from the women's gymnastics team. I think he's been adopted by her family. I'm pretty sure that's how that is officially going down. So we've got to take a look at the forecast now. You're going to hear us talk about the Olympics a whole bunch over the next few weeks. Mostly cloudy this morning, some isolated thunderstorms possible, then partly cloudy by later today, highs in the mid-80s, partly cloudy 67 tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid again tomorrow with a high near 88. Right now, it's 71.
This is is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
7:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope your Monday's off to a great start. Lots of coffee, lots of donuts. You know how we get through. Adulting at its best. Living life on the edge a little bit, right? Here's the fine young cannibal. She drives me crazy on 99.7 Max FM.
Sure.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:39 right now. And this week, if you're looking for something to do and you love some great music, you're going to have a couple of opportunities for some really great free music, including Wednesday night over at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. The Driftless Brass Quintet is going to be performing music from six different centuries. That starts at 6:30, runs until approximately 7:45. Again, that is absolutely free to attend. And then, of course, another edition of Concerts on the Square on Thursday night in downtown Baraboo. Big Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots are going to be performing on Thursday night. That show starts at 7 o'clock on the courthouse lawn. Make sure you have a lawn chair and some blankets, maybe even the bug spray, and have a really great time. A little opportunity to enjoy some free music and have a really great time as you ease your way into another weekend. I know it's only Monday, but let's be honest, we're always thinking of another weekend, right? And how we can get there even quicker? Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Warm and muggy over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to fill us in with those details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports. And remember, birthdays and anniversaries are also coming up yet this hour. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970.
Good morning and welcome to Get Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have a real estate auction open house from 4 to 6 p.m. for a home near Mauston in the town of Lemonwire. It's on Town Line Road. It features a property on 8 acres with a single family, 5 bedrooms, as well as a workshop area. The open house runs this Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we have a preview for the John and Joan Pellet Estate Auction. Features antiques and collectible items. It's at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That online-only auction ends on Thursday at 9 a.m. You can view the catalog at gavinbros.com. Again, that's the John and Joan Pellet Estate Auction. Features a good antique and collectible auction ending this Thursday at 9 a.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Packers locked down their star quarterback over the weekend, giving Jordan Love a 4-year extension worth $220 million. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Love gets a $75 million signing bonus and goes from somewhat of an unknown a year ago to the top of the payroll this year.
You know, I've been here. I've been with the Packers, you know, putting in the work. I feel like in the shadows, in the background, being out there, practice every day and trying to just work on my craft and learn. You know, obviously was blessed and fortunate to be behind, you know, one of the best to do it and, you know, learn so much through my time with Aaron and, you know, kind of just played the waiting game. And you know, there's a lot of questions going into last year, and you know, I just had to go out there with my team and be the best player I could be.
Packers wrapped up week one of training camp yesterday. We'll take the day off today before resuming practice tomorrow. Brewers salvaged the final game of their 3-game set with Miami, beating the Marlins 6-2 yesterday. Jake Bowers and Jackson Churia homered in the win. The Brewers host the Braves tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today in the mid-80s with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high of 88. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70. 99.7.
7:43 right now. Don't forget, later on this morning, you're going to have a chance to win a family 4-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee Zoo. Be listening for your chance to text in and win. It's Prince right now, and I Would Die for You on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm not your love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:46 right now. And Finn, we were talking about it a little earlier this morning. You had mentioned the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, and that actually broke records over the weekend. $205 million here in the United States, making it the eighth biggest opening of all time. It made $438 million globally, now holding the record for the biggest opening ever for an R-rated movie, dethroning the very first Deadpool, which held the record at around $133 million. Both Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, who are pretty funny dudes all at the same time, right? As far as being talented, they're that, mm-hmm. and then they're also yeah. pretty funny and love social media. They created the sad Wolverine meme to celebrate. Hugh said, quote, "Wolverine and Deadpool is the number one movie in the world. Thank you all." And obviously him dressed as Wolverine from the, you know, from the meme that's gone viral over the years. But there's a lot of people who went to see the movie, a lot of people who absolutely loved it. Now, if you want to see this movie and you haven't been keeping up with MCU, because I know it's hard, I mean, it was kind of rapid fire there for a while. Uh-huh. Logan, Loki, and the first two Deadpool movies are what you apparently need to see in order to understand everything that's going to be happening in Deadpool and Wolverine. So that's the advice that not only are critics giving, but also people who have seen this particular film. So again, Logan, Loki, and the first two Deadpool movies. Apparently, those are going to keep you in the know. And interestingly enough, with MCU, I talked about it really early this morning, but big surprise at Comic-Con this weekend when Robert Downey Jr. came out on stage and basically told the world that he is the next Doctor Doom in a couple of the Avengers mm-hmm. movies that we're mm-hmm. going to see in the next few years. So Robert Downey Jr., not Iron Man anymore. He's going
no
to
more
be
Iron
Doom.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he died in Avengers Endgame.
Right.
They lost several characters in Avengers Endgame, so it's going to be really hard to bring them back. I mean, there's been talk that that is a possibility as well. I don't. They died. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but they are Avengers, though, so
yeah,
who knows?
In the superhero world, everything can be reborn, right?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
James Bond died in the last James Bond movie, but I'm sure he'll be back.
No. Exactly. So who really knows? But I mean, it was just a little talk there and rumors about how they're going to basically give MCU a resurgence. And they thought maybe if they brought back some of the originals. No, here's the thing that you should do. Slow down on your production. Actually give us really well-written films. And
yes.
then maybe we'd be hooked again. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Don't rush them into production. Take a little
right.
time.
I mean, too much of a good thing sometimes feels a little overdone, and that's exactly what happened for a lot of people with MCU. But doesn't seem like people have had enough of Wolverine and Deadpool, though, based off of this weekend's numbers, and then, of course, Robert Downey Jr. making the announcement that he is officially back with MCU as well. I love Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I know he's gone through his trials and tribulations in life, but man, oh man, is he talented. And just,
he's cleaned up, yeah.
He's one of those really all-around kind of cool dudes, right? Like he knows what his past is and he doesn't try to hide from it. In fact, he kind of owns up to it and uses it as a way to kind of keep propelling him forward. And then when he found the Iron Man character, boy oh boy, did he really just change things and become kind of a household name once again. So I love Robert Downey Jr. He's pretty
and
awesome.
The Deadpool Wolverine movie, I mean, that has to be the biggest blockbuster
we've had
for a while, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I was trying to think of a movie that's done this well opening weekend, and I can't really, other than if you go back to maybe last year, I can't really think of anything. And again, that could be a little bit of product. That could be a little bit of strikes that we're still trying to catch up on from late last year into early this year. So I think there's a whole lot at play. That and the fact I think the studios just have not been very good at rolling out really good products. I mean, mm-hmm. they just haven't been. And we were sitting in the theater this weekend during our double feature, and we were watching all of the different promotion, like the
trailers.
You know, the trailers, thank you.
Yeah.
Radio, I'm talking promotions, they're talking trailers, so it tells you where my mind's at. So we were watching all the different trailers, and as I was watching them, I'm like, Well, at least they're not all remakes. I mean, that's all I could really come up with, because none of them seem like anything that I was super stoked about, except for maybe Wicked, which looks like it's going to be fairly incredible. Hopefully. I mean, I know they show us their best stuff in a trailer, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that Wicked is as good as it actually looks like it's going to be. But we shall see, I guess.
I would predict that that one is, even whether or not it's good or not, I would predict that is going to be a huge movie, because it has such a built-in audience, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, and you know, and it's funny because Ariana Grande and her star in Wicked, for the life of me, her co-star in that movie, I can't for the life of me remember her name off the top of my head.
I can't remember her name, but
she's phenomenal. They were both at the women's gymnastics tournament or qualifiers yesterday at the Olympics as well, and even did a special song for the women's gymnastics team that they debuted during the primetime special last night. You know, because obviously 6 hours in advance, they're basically tape delaying, because while they're in bed sleeping in Paris, we're here just catching up on the day's activities is essentially what's happening. And so they had this song and the production quality that Ariana Grande and her co-star of Wicked did for the women's gymnastics team. So it was kind of cool to, you know, here's the thing about Ariana Grande. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. She can sing. She can actually sing. But then when they, I don't know why, but the studios just want her to be breathy and whispery all the time. But she can actually sing. Like, she actually can. She's got an amazing voice. And you actually get to hear that in the song for the gymnastics team. And from what I was hearing as far as the trailer goes for Wicked, I got to hear her real singing voice in that as well. And I'm a little excited about that, because I do think she's talented. I'm not a fan of hers just because of how she's produced, but I think she's very, very talented. So I'm excited for that portion of it as well. So that's what I got out of
that. That was the big trailer of the ones that you had a chance to see.
I mean, even the kids movie Despicable Me and Twisters had a trailer for Wicked. And then there's some stupid movie that's coming out around Christmas with The Rock about, I don't know, rescuing Santa or something. Those were the two big trailers. But that was pretty much all I got out of it. A lot of horror films coming out too in the next few months is also what I got out of it. And I kind of just let those go in.
Did you
ignore
put
those?
Your hand over your
I
eyes?
I did. I ignore all those. It's fine. I handle it very maturely when I see things that scare me. I'm like Aspen. I'll cry and whimper behind somebody's legs. It's fine. We do have to take a look at our birthdays that we have here for today. And before we jump into the celebrity side, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. All right. So taking a look at what we have on our celebrity side for birthdays, Allison Mack, who played Chloe on Smallville. And then, of course, she was arrested on sex trafficking charges for her involvement in that self-help cult that was branding females with the founder's initials. It was all very, very strange. She actually did 21 months of a 3-year sentence in prison. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday today. Danger Mouse, who's part of Gnarls Barkley. He's that genius behind the whole thing. Anyway, he is celebrating his 47th birthday. Josh Radnor, who played Ted on How I Met Your Mother, one of my all-time favorite shows, he is celebrating his 50th birthday. Wanya Morris from Boys to Men, one of the original boy bands who didn't use any backing instruments, he is celebrating his 51st birthday. Some of their big hits, Finn, Motown Philly, End of the Road, On Bended Knee, and then they had that Mariah Carey duet, One Sweet Day. He is 51 years old. Will Wheaton, who played Wesley Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation, a version of himself on The Big Bang Theory, and he was also Gordy way back in the day in Stand By Me. That feels like 198 years ago already, I got to tell you. It kind of was,
it's a good
honestly.
Movie, though.
Oh, it's
good
a great movie. Absolutely fantastic movie. Will Wheaton, 52 years old today. Timothy Amundsen is celebrating his 55th birthday. He is as King Richard in Gallivant. He was also Kane on Supernatural and Carlton on Psych. 55 for him today. Rodney Allen Rippey, who is that very cute kid in the 1970s from those Jack in the Box commercials, he is celebrating his 56th birthday. We have Alexandra Paul also celebrating a birthday today. Of course, most people are going to know her as Stephanie Holden on Baywatch. She is 61. Yeah, she got to co-star with the Hoff himself. Just saying. Geddy Lee, Rush legend and a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Love Rush. He is celebrating his 71st birthday. The Spirit of Radio, Fly By Night, Closer to the Heart, Free Will, Limelight, New World Man, Subdivisions, Time Stand Still, Tom Sawyer, and Red Barchetta are some of their big hits. Yeah, I know, right? Look at how fast I got those off the tongue, too, and didn't even screw them up too bad.
Impressive.
thank you. I'm on my game today. I'm telling you. Tim Gunn, Fabulous Project Runway Fashion Consultant, celebrating his 71st birthday. We have Patty Scafla, who is also celebrating a birthday. She is Mrs. Bruce Springsteen. She is celebrating her 71st birthday. And then Roz Kelly, who played Pinky Tuscadero way back in the days on Happy Days. She is celebrating her 81st birthday today. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, easy stuff. All you have to do is text us, Finn, 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly cloudy. We have a chance for some thunderstorms yet this morning, then warm and muggy by this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s today, a little warmer than that tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First, it was the trains. Now IT systems have been the target of vandalism around France during the Olympic Games. Multiple telecommunications links have been hit, affecting fiber optics and fixed and mobile phone lines. The Park Fire in Northern California burning through 5,000 acres an hour. It has grown to be the biggest in the state of California. President Biden proposing three significant reforms to the U.S. Supreme Court, including, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy, new ethics rules.
The president is urging Congress to pass binding, enforceable ethics and conduct rules that would have the justices disclosing gifts and recusing themselves from cases in which they or their spouses have conflicts of interest.
Another proposal, term limits of 18 months for the justices and a constitutional amendment that would state that no former president is immune from criminal prosecution after leaving office. The presidential election is now less than 100 days away. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris were both out on the campaign trail over the weekend. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
With budget deficits looming in the next few years, the city of Baraboo is looking